Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. There was more unrest last night in a suburb of Minneapolis after the killing of a black man during a traffic stop over the weekend. NPR's Leila Fadel reports.
Protesters are demanding an independent investigation into the killing of Dante Wright. Kim Potter, the police officer who shot him, resigned from her position, as did Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon. The city's mayor, Mike Elliott, said he hoped the resignations would bring some calm.
Although, I think ultimately people want justice. They want, you know, full accountability under the law. And so that's what we're going to continue to work for.
Last night, law enforcement in riot gear used force, tear gas, projectiles, flashbangs on a large crowd outside the fence that surrounds the Brooklyn Center Police Department, as some members of the crowd responded throwing bottles and other objects. It apparently all started after some in the crowd shook the fencing. Dozens were arrested. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Minneapolis.
The murder trial of Derek Chauvin resumed this morning. The former police officer is charged in the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. He knelt on Floyd's neck for several minutes. The defense began its case yesterday. A use of force expert, a former California police officer, testified Chauvin was justified in pinning Floyd to the ground that way. Several prosecution witnesses had testified that he used excessive force. Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are holding an emergency meeting today to consider reports of rare blood clots in people who have taken the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. CDC Deputy Director Dr. Ann Schuchat says they're recommending that the VIX vaccine be suspended for now.
I can't say how long the pause will last, but a key component of why we are on this pause is so that we can educate the clinicians about how to diagnose and treat this condition, because the usual treatment could actually make things worse.
Federal officials say they've received 6 reports of blood clots out of the nearly 7 million people who've received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The Kremlin is reacting coolly to President Biden's proposal to hold a summit with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow.
President Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, spoke cautiously to reporters about the prospect of a summit with President Biden. He said it's premature to talk about any concrete details and said a meeting will depend on the United States' next steps. Russian state media are reporting Putin's foreign policy advisor has already met with U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan, warning him that if the Biden administration now imposes new sanctions, Russia will respond decisively. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, the market is mixed. The Dow is up 196 points. The Nasdaq is down 16. This is NPR. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says Bernard Madoff has died. He was a well-known investment advisor, serving 150 years in prison for defrauding investors of billions of dollars. His lawyers unsuccessfully had asked for his release because he had several chronic medical conditions. Bernard Madoff was 82. A new watchdog report says Capitol Police leadership decisions and equipment deficiencies hampered their response the day of the January 6th insurrection. NPR's Claudia Gersalis reports.
NPR obtained the 104-page report by Capitol Police Inspector General Michael Bolton that will be the subject of a House Administration Committee hearing on Thursday. Bolton said several directives issued by the agency's leaders, such as limiting access to certain weapons, left police at a disadvantage to respond to the Capitol attack. The report also detailed equipment that was too old for use or not properly stored, such as riot shields that shattered upon impact by the rioters. Bolton said the agency has not prioritized its civil disturbance unit, which has seen a majority of its officers go without required annual training for several years. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Rescue crews are searching for about a dozen people missing after a commercial boat capsized in the Gulf of Mexico last night. It took on water during a storm south of Grand Isle, Louisiana. The Coast Guard says 6 people were rescued. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.